You know, what do you do when a guy is, his confidence is so shot that all he can see is that missed field goal? All he can see is that missed putt coming up.
Well, you have to put him in a situation where you start to see success, because there's no greater motivator than success. I mean, I remember one time at a British Open, probably 15 years ago, I was on the putting green and Tom Watson was there, and he was practicing. It was just the beginning of when he started to lose his short putting stroke, and he's just missing them, left, right, short, long, from about 4 feet. And then he finally went over to the cup, and he, you know, I wouldn't advise this to people because somebody might come out and drag you off by your thumbs, but he pounded down the edge of the cups, you know, and to make the, in essence, he made it concave so that, in essence, the cup, instead of being 4 1/4 inches, was probably 6 or 7 inches. If he got it anywhere in, anywhere near the hole, it would, you know, fold downward into the cup. But he wanted to see success, so he just rammed the edges of the hole down about an inch and made the hole, in essence, bigger. And that was the mind of a major champion telling you that if you can't create success, you can't feel success. If you can't feel success, you can't think success. And it's just a downward spiral that Orville Moody was in, and a lot of people get in when all they get is negative feedback.